the Bristol Hippodrome, celebrating its centenary this year. And BBC Radio Bristol, along with the Bristol Hippodrome, launching a very special project to celebrate the centenary. One of the memories that we've got right now includes Don the Whistler first visiting the Hippodrome at the age of six. Don, is that right?
That's correct, yes.
What did you see?
Yeah, what I saw was a man that sort of changed my life in a way.
Yeah.
Because Ronnie Rennell was the world's greatest whistler.
Yeah.
And I was taken along by my parents, which I'm very grateful that they liked variety.
Yeah.
And I was so impressed with this man, it made my hair on the back of, though I was only six, it made the hair on the back of my neck stand up. So when I went home, I lived in Edley Park, and I started to whistle. I annoyed everybody in the street, more or less.
Yeah.
But I kept on doing it, see, and I'm still doing it today, and I whistled with Ronnie Rennell.
Yeah.
But seeing him at the Hippodrome, I reckon the Hippodrome is like the theatre of dreams. And I saw Lauren and Hardy there. Saw them, and a friend of mine called Brian Sparks, he got their autograph.
Wow.
Norman Wisdom, who I've later met on several occasions, and of course I dress up as him as well.
Mm-hmm.
Not only the whistling seat, and my other face.
You've got two parts to your act.
Well, I know, I haven't finished yet.
All right, carry on.
I then go to Max Wall, which I do. I've been doing it this week. At Riverview, old people's home, right?
I have this image of you now in black tights.
Yeah, yep. You imagine it now. I'm the whistling, either I can be the whistling Norman Wisdom or whistling Max War, and I'm just going on Britain Got Talent as the whistling duke of Edinburgh. Thank you.
Now, this all started because of who?
Yeah, because, right, going to the Hippodrome at the age of six, Ronnie Rennell.
Okay, so would you like to talk to Ronnie Ronaldo now? Because I've got him on the line, live from Australia. Ronnie Ronaldo, good morning to you.
Are you joking?
No, I'm not. Ronnie Ronaldo, are you there?
Yes, well, that's a long time ago. I'm still
with it. All right, Ronnie.
Very good.
So, hang on, whoa, stop it, because I've got headphones on and this is going straight through me. Ronnie Ronaldo, when did you start whistling?
I started when I was five.
You were 5 years old?
My uncle had a taxi cab, and he came to our house when I was five in Islington, London.
Yeah.
And he said, "How do you whistle for a taxi?" I said, "I can't whistle, Uncle." And he said, "Well, the next time I call, if you can whistle, I'll give you a shilling."
Right.
Now, a shilling, when I was a child, was a lot of money.
Big money,
it was 48 farthings. 48 farthings for a shilling. So I thought to myself, a chocolate mouse is a farthing. So I could eat 48 chocolate mice.
So in very simple terms, Ronnie, you thought of it in terms of pieces of chocolate. So from you being taught or learning how to whistle for a taxi, you turn that into an act.
Yes.
And you started at the age of five. What do you remember about being on the stage at the Bristol Hippodrome?
Well, 1938, I joined Stefani's 21 Silver Songsters, a boys choir, and I remember going to Bristol in 1941 when the war was on.
Right.
And the show was called Big Barrage because of the war, and we were at the Empire Theatre, and on the Thursday, I think it was, they took us to the Hippodrome to show us boys what a real theatre, a number one theatre.
A premier theatre.
We all sat in the stalls and it was just absolutely wonderful. And then 1951, I went here's what it says, Western Daily Press, June the 12th, 1951. idol of last night's audience when twice nightly variety returned to the Bristol Hippodrome. It was Ronnie Ronald, the radio recording and stage star, who delighted with his singing, whistling and yodeling.
So Don the Whistler, who, when did you see Ronnie?
Well, it was 1951.
So you so
yeah,
that,
from
so,
then, honestly.
So, wow, so from that Western Daily Press,
yeah.
Ronnie, that you read out, that was the show that inspired you to do your act?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, I go all over, like, the West Country now,
yeah.
And I tell the story of Ronnie wherever I go. Don't matter where I go, he's my biggest hero. You've really made my dog a cry.
Ronnie, well, there you go, you see. You've still got a massive fan in Don the Whistler.
Because I do In a Monastery Garden to tell Ronnie. Ronnie's signature
yes.
tune. And
yes.
I also... Go on,
yes.
Ronnie.
Now, can I go on and tell you?
Yeah.
In 1953,
yeah.
appearing at the Hippodrome, the Western Daily Press said there was a big welcome back to Bristol for Ronnie Ronald last night. The applause started several seconds before the curtain rose on his act. And at the end, the audience would not let him go until he had given the beautiful Telvis In a Monastery Garden.
Well, I tell you what, because I've got to move on, because I've got to fit another couple of people in before 11 o'clock. Don the Whistler and Ronnie Ronald, could you both give us a little burst of In the Monastery Garden?
Okay.
Could you both... Ronnie, could you do that?
Yeah, do the Monastery Garden.
Yeah.
Right.
Here we go.
All right.
I'll count you in. A one, two. A one, two, three. Gentlemen, it's been an honour. Thank you both.
Thank you, Ronnie.
Donnie!
Marvellous, you made my life.
Don the Whistler, Ronnie Ronald, thank you both very much indeed. Oh, God, dear me. I have to move on.